The right music mix from the 80s, 90s, and today. We're ICRT, FM 100.
It's 9:41 in the morning. We return to the morning show with Terry here. And in our community section this morning, we've got a couple of parents from TES, the Taipei American School, who are working with the German European School. Did I say TES, Taipei European School, working in the German section. And you guys are helping out this year. I know Jochen was here last year, but this year, John, boy, Dora. And glad to have you guys here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good to be back.
Now, you were here last year, Jochen. Maybe just give us an update from when you were here last year to right now. I know you guys were really, trying to let everybody know about what was special about the German section. So just give us an update right up until now before we move forward.
So that effort turned out to be very, very successful. Actually, to be honest, almost more successful than we had dreamed for, to the point where we actually had to open up a third group in our kindergarten, which is a very, very good success. So we kind of proved that really we can demonstrate the value and make it known to the Taiwanese people what the value of the German education is. We got a number of Taiwanese families joining us that seem to be enjoying it and are well integrated at this point in time. So it's all working out really well.
Excellent.
And that's the reason why we're coming back, to just keep it going.
I'll turn to you then, Dora. Jochen just said the value of German education. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? What value does the German section at the European school, Taipei European School, hold?
The whole German education is great because I was 16 as I came to Germany. I'm originally from Hungary,
mm-hmm.
and it was great to see we were allowed to say tell our mind, our opinions,
mm-hmm.
and we were encouraged to tell our opinions and our mind, open-minded. And this is what I loved as a 16 years girl, because I didn't know it. And we worked in little teams, mm-hmm. to discuss about some points, and I got to know different opinions. I liked it very much.
Excellent. Let's talk about the Taipei European School specifically, and the German program that's there right now. How many students are enrolled currently?
Mm-hmm. So at this point in time, if we're looking at the student population from kindergarten all the way up to graduation, we're at around about 130, 140 students.
And how many teachers?
We got about 17 at this point in time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And because of the fact that we're growing, we're actually investing into more teachers, bringing more teachers on board. So next year we'll actually have more teachers than we'll have this year.
Oh, wow. Well, then tell me just a little bit about the teaching then. Are we talking about sort of a 100% German curriculum? Is it mixed with English? Is it mixed with Chinese? Tell me a little bit about the language used for the curriculum then.
This is 100% German curriculum. However, the kids learn Chinese from the first grade on,
mm-hmm.
and English from the first grade on, and they learn English and Chinese with other kids from other sections, and from the fifth grade on in the German section, the kids have the sport, the music, and the art lessons with the other sections together,
right.
So in English, with English teachers,
right.
Following the German curriculum in the other lessons.
So, in other words, basically your basic skills, if you will, your math, your reading, that sort of thing, is done in German. And then kind of some of these extracurricular activities and extra courses and the arts and that are multicultural, is what you're...
Yeah, I think that's a true statement. And as Dora was saying, when you begin in kindergarten, it's all German.
Right.
Then in elementary school, you start with the other languages, but it's just language instruction. As you turn into a secondary school, you have more English and less German. So by the time they graduate, most of the curriculum is actually in English, except for German, the things that you need in order to have your IB diploma recognized in Germany. Right? You need some German history. That's obviously taught in German.
Right.
And there's some specifics about natural science that we also have a class for, to teach the German terms and things like that.
Right.
But the closer you get to graduation, the more English is more part of the curriculum.
Right. Is there any one particular skill that it has been kind of noticed or tends to develop out of being in the German section, maybe more so than other sections? Is there one particular skill that the students are picking up?
Maybe two, the critical thinking, which is allowed, and the creativity, which is really supported. And the individual supporting the kids individually.
Yeah, right. Right. Excellent. Excellent. Let's talk about what will benefit the students afterwards. Why would being in the German section benefit them after high school? We know maybe, or we've talked about why it would benefit them while they're in school. How about afterwards?
Well, if you think about when they graduate from TES, everybody who graduates from TES gets an IB diploma, which is recognized by top universities around the globe. In addition to that, if you're part of the German section, you do a slightly more regulated version of the IB, where certain requirements are in place. If you fulfill those, your IB is actually recognized as the equivalent to a German high school diploma. So it means you can go to all German universities without any admission tests or anything. It's the same as if you had graduated from high school in Germany. So in addition to going to all the global universities, you can also go to German universities, where actually German universities pretty much have no tuition fee to speak of, or at least no significant such. And so I think that's a great benefit. The other benefit that you have is, especially as we're working very closely with German corporations here in Taiwan, there's actually some benefit for the students as they get closer to graduation. They can do a quick sort of internship for a week or two to just see what a corporation is. So they get to know these corporations, and I think that's the benefit as well.
Excellent. Dora, you're from Hungary.
Yes.
So is German your second language, or is it your first language?
That's a good question. I think I speak Hungarian like German, or I speak German like Hungarian. So
right. So there's kind of no line between them.
No.
Is what you're saying.
No.
Excellent. And obviously, and English as well. Now, if people were interested in enrolling in the German section in the Taipei European School, is there any particular way they need to go about it? Are there any information sessions that people can join? Anything like that?
We will have an open house event on January 31st.
Okay.
This is the end of the month, the last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And where we will show you the school, the teachers. You can meet parents. You can get to know the school facilities, the teachers, with some fun games.
Mm-hmm.
For the kids, food and beverages, of course.
German food and beverage?
German food and beverages, of course.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, so January 31st is the day. If people were interested in finding a little bit more out about the German section, more than they can find out, say, from today's, although it was very informative today. And certainly appreciate you guys coming in. But January 31st is the day. And what's the time again?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Is there any website or anywhere I can find this online, just in case I have completely forgotten by tomorrow?
Yes, there is. if you just type into your browser, germanschooltaipei.de for Germany, then that'll lead you to the right website.
Should be good.
Where you have not only information about the open house event, but also about the German section in general. So you can get testimonials, you can get information about the curriculum and all sorts of things like that, in addition to the open house.
Excellent.
Event.
Well, that sounds fun. Now, thanks for coming in, guys. But before we leave, a little, how about a little message for our German listeners, as I'm sure we probably have some. Feel free to give us a little message in German.
German.
You're looking like you don't know how to speak German.
No. I'm just thinking
your
about
English
something
is so good.
Insanely clever to say. But let me maybe say it like this. Wir freuen uns natürlich auch über alle deutschen Zuhörer, wenn sie bei dem Tag der offenen Tür teilnehmen können. Der Tag der offenen Tür ist nicht nur für die lokalen Eltern, sondern auch für deutsche Eltern natürlich.
Und liebe Grüße auch an alle Eltern der deutschen Sektion.
Excellent. Well, thank you. It seems to roll off your tongues naturally.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks. That's Dora Jochen from the Taipei European School. They're, I just thought I'd kind of mention this as well, because we didn't talk about this before we go, is that you guys, just for our listeners' sake, you guys are not here for any other reason other than the fact that you're your parents.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't even mention that off the top, that you guys are just here because you're parents, and you're just you kind of believe in the program, and obviously
Absolutely. It has worked
for your children. And
that's correct.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for having us, Terry.
Yeah,
it was
no
pleasure
problem.
As always.
Jochen and Dara. Thanks, guys. It is 9:51 in the morning. We'll take a little musical interlude. We'll be back for the top of the hour. You're listening to Morning Show on ICRT FM 100.